This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. New year, new hobbies. And everything is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and seamless Bluetooth pairing, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second annual impeachment show extravaganza brought to you by the censors and left-wing media, the fact-checked ministers of shutdown and big tech, and the Democrat Party.
Even supporting the insurrection in spirit is, well, deplorable. But there's a difference between holding illiberal beliefs and acting violently on them. At least, that's what they always told me about Islamic terrorism.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There will be no forgetting. There will be no forgiveness.
Come on, you're going to hold a grudge all your life?
We will write their history, and their shame will last forever.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
Do you think we need a 9/11 type commission to investigate and report everything that they can pull together and explain what happened?
How about new?
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hillary, how about a 9/11 commission to investigate your husband's affair with Monica Lewinsky, among many, many others? 9/11. How ridiculous is that? 844-500-4242. We're still waiting for the full list of pardons by President Trump here on his last night in office. But the story has broken that, you know, you talk about turning the other cheek. You talk about a New Testament type move. Trump has commuted the sentence of Snoop Dogg's pal. You don't get much more Sermon on the Mount than that. President Trump on Tuesday commuted the prison sentence of Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O. Harris for attempted murder and cocaine trafficking. Harris, 59, got word he'd been granted clemency at Lompoc Federal Correctional Institute in California, said Wendell Angelos, who received his own pardon from the president in December. Angelos said Harris sent him an email saying, "Thank God. God is great. It feels like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders." Again, this is the New York Post. The move came shortly after it was revealed that rapper Snoop Dogg had been secretly lobbying for the White House on behalf of Harris. Snoop's efforts came even though he's been an outspoken critic of Trump and even once made a video in which he pretended to shoot a clown dressed as the president. Angelos, however, credited first daughter Ivanka Trump for Harris's impending release more than 7 years before it was scheduled to take place. The credit on this one goes to Ivanka Trump because Ivanka was not going to take no for an answer, he said. This is the other ex-con. Angelos also cited the efforts of Alice Johnson, the first-time drug offender Trump freed from a life sentence. You saw her. She was at acceptance speech to the at the Republican convention, which really wasn't a convention, and later pardoned following lobbying by Kim Kardashian. He said Trump, Angelos, he's Snoop's and Harry O's friend. He said Ivanka did this for Alice Johnson, and this is a huge win for hip-hop. Trump is expected to officially announce a batch of last-minute pardons before Wednesday's noon inauguration of China Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Harry O's mother has issued a statement tonight on the pardon of her son.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
All right. 844-500-4242. I hope we get the list before of pardons before the show ends tonight, but we'll definitely talk about it tomorrow if we don't get it tonight. We should probably play some of these Bill Maher cuts. And, you know, every once in a while, Bill Maher says something that's sane, which is more than you can say for, oh, I don't know, Steve Cohen from Tennessee or Eric Swalwell or Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff or Jake Tapper. So anyway, this was Bill Maher, I guess last night or the night before. Cut one.
I've preached and still do that you can hate Trump, but not all the people who like him.
It's a lot of hating, you know, 75 million, 74, 75 million people. I don't care if you want to hate me, or, and I know a lot of the people listening and viewing, they don't care either. But some people are some people don't want to be hated all the time. Cut to.
Even supporting the insurrection in spirit is, well, deplorable. But there's a difference between holding illiberal beliefs and acting violently on them. At least that's what they always told me about Islamic terrorism.
Oh, nice point. Why'd you have to call it an insurrection, though, Bill? You know it wasn't an insurrection. There was a tiny minority of people left the rally and went to the Capitol. A tiny minority then duked it out with the cops, and an even tinier minority got into the Capitol. And that's an insurrection? That was in Antifa BLM terms, you call that a peaceful protest. A peaceful protest. 917 says Trump is such a racist monster, isn't he? Isn't he? Just he's so bad, and he's so vindictive. You know, he held that against Snoop Dogg. When Snoop Dogg came to him through Ivanka and Alice Johnson, he said, "I'm not doing nothing for that guy, Snoop Dogg. He made a video of shooting me." Cut three.
There's been so much liberal happy talk this week, each other off about how, oh, this is the end of the Republicans now. Yeah, just like Watergate was the end of the Republicans, and Bush after Katrina was, and now it's Trump. Please, does anyone think that no matter who's running in 2024 on election day, it won't be extremely close? I'll bet anyone out there a quadrillion zillion dollars it will be.
I hope you're right, Bill, about that. I'm not totally convinced. Again, I'm trying not to be a gloomy Gus, but I'm skeptical that they'll get it under control. Although, again, they got it under control in California, which is the belly of the beast here, as Doug LaMalfa, the congressman, can tell you. Here's Pelosi on the Hillary Clinton podcast, where she's talking about the need for the 9/11 style commission, and about how Putin still controls Trump. I mean, she believes her own. This isn't like some kind of story. Well, you know, I went to the restaurant and I had a pizza when I really had veal piccata or something. I mean, she made up this entire fantasy, and then proceeded to have it promoted for 4 years as the truth, and she still believes it, even though it's her own concoction, invented out of her fevered, hungover brain. This is Pelosi promoting the same Russian collusion hoax. Cut nine.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin. I don't know what Putin has on him politically, financially, or personally. But what happened last week was a gift to Putin, because Putin
That's right.
wants to undermine democracy in our country and throughout the world.
I mean, are they serious about this stuff? I mean, they can't be. Russia has a smaller gross domestic product, GDP, than the state of California. Even in the straitened state of the state of California, it still has a bigger economy than Russia. How is Russia going to take over the world with that kind of an economy? It's a heavily armed gas station, as I heard it described last year. That's a good way to describe it. It's all based on energy. And their energy money intake declined substantially because of President Trump's policies of making the U.S. energy independent and the leading producer of energy in the world. Putin is happy about what's happening. He was tougher on Russia, certainly, than Obama was. Probably tougher than Bush was. Putin is on top of the world tonight. Cut 10. This is more Nancy Pelosi.
And these people, unbeknownst to them maybe, are Putin puppets. They were doing Putin's business when they did that at the incitement of an insurrection by the President of the United States. So, yes, we should have a 9/11 commission.
These people are insane. You know, Trump derangement syndrome should be under control. Viruses are supposed to have ebbs and flows, you know. This should be like, you know, in the spring, the viruses tend to go into eclipse. Trump is leaving office, and they're more insane than they ever have been. 844-500-4242-978. I hope that rescue dog in the White House, you mean Major? I hope he's a certified support animal and a drug-sniffing dog, because they're going to need both with Hunter in there.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember.
It's getting harder by the day, isn't it, Joe? Sometimes you think it's 1920 instead of 2020. 844-500-4242. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you're tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains.
Howie, I used this stuff a few weeks ago to help a friend clean out some vehicles that they were getting ready to sell.
Yeah.
And it turned these 13-year-old interiors, you know, from this construction work environment, all these stains, all the dust, everything that was, all the grime that was loaded into these vehicles made them look just like they rolled out of the showroom. Really unbelievable.
Yeah, I was there when Carolyn, my daughter, we brought her down a gallon of Genesis 950, and she's going, we said, it's great. And she said, yeah, sure. And she started cleaning some linoleum in her new house, you know, that has just been caked on dirt. And she was amazed, too. It really is. It's a great product.
Even got rid of the tobacco smell. I didn't even have to put in the thunderstorm into those trucks.
Genesis 950 isn't just for pet stains. It's great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing any new carpets. Genesis 950 has great customer service. Order 1 gallon direct at genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code Howie. Don't go through Amazon. Go direct to genesis950.com. That's genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpet. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on home and car insurance. See how much Gabby, that's G-A-B-I, can save you at Gabby.com/Howie. You'll most likely save some money if you go to Gabby.com/Howie. And it's easy and it's fast and no obligations. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you watch Joe Biden's inaugural speech tomorrow?
No.
97% say no.
All right. We got a cheap bastard deal going today. If you go to our HowieCarShow.com store, click on the store when you get to HowieCarShow.com, you'll see all the cheap bastard deals. And if you buy any of the cheap bastard deals, you will also, just for today only, get a free copy of What Really Happened, the book of How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton. And we're already sold out of the Michael's Deli gift certificates and the White Birch Brewing in Nashua, New Hampshire. But we still have Ginger Betty's in Quincy, Defensive Strategies in Manchester, MD Drip. That's a great intravenous gift certificate. Cryo, so much more. We got a lot of stuff there still. Great. It's not too early to start shopping for Valentine's Day. Some of that stuff, the drip, the cryo, good. It's a good Valentine's Day gift. So check it out and get a free copy of What Really Happened at HowieCarShow.com and click on store. In a scathing draft of a letter never made public, Trump chided James Comey for erratic, self-indulgent conduct. I'd say that's an accurate description of the way he was behaving in 2017. This is from ABC News. The president's draft was scrapped by White House legal counsel. Trump penned a scathing letter to Comey that has never been publicly released until now. The four-page letter was never even sent to Comey because White House lawyers quickly determined it should never see the light of day. If it was erratic, that's accurate. What is inaccurate about accusing him of self-indulgent and erratic behavior? He did consider himself the cardinal. 844-500-4242. Steve from Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I was just wondering, have you ever interviewed that guy, Jerome Corsi, that wrote Killing the Deep State?
I think we interviewed him a long time ago, maybe in 2016 when he was working for the Trump campaign.
Yeah, because he's a pretty brilliant guy. I mean, I'm flipping through his book here, and I guess, what was it, John Kerry, his whole thing about the Vietnam investigations that he did was based on a Romanian Russian KGB agent. It was a disinformation scheme that Russia had. This guy is actually a pretty bright guy. He's really good with politics and economics as well.
Yeah, maybe we'll get him on. He's a friend of Roger Stone's too. We got to have Roger Stone on again too. Supposedly Roger Stone's wife was attacked by a leftist. That, you know, she's deaf. And she's fairly old, and she was just out walking the dog, and she was attacked in her neighborhood in Fort Lauderdale or Broward County. Anyway, thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Let's have a cut from Mike Lindell from MyPillow. He's talking, and again, MyPillow has been dropped by Kohl's department store, which was owned by, I don't know if it still is, but it was owned by a Wisconsin Democrat senator, and Bed Bath and Beyond, which is on the ropes. They're closing stores hither thither and non, or however that works. They're going to close 200 stores by next year, but they get rid of My Pillows, which are very popular. Cut 12.
I made it to the top. It's called Sleeping Giant. Sleepinggiant.com, whatever. They're a watchdog group that claim to be, they're out of Silicon Valley, the most evil people on the planet. And these guys get hired and they're attacking not only My Pillow, many other companies out there, but they're attacking my vendors. They go to people. I just got off the phone with Bed Bath & Beyond. They're dropping My Pillow. Just got off the phone, not 5 minutes ago. Kohl's, all these different places.
Go ahead with cut 13.
These guys don't understand. They're scared like a Bed Bath & Beyond. They're scared. They were good partners. In fact, I told them, you guys come back anytime you want. But it's not their fault that they're scared because they don't realize these are fake people.
You know, that's the thing. When everybody was being pressured last year to stop advertising on Tucker Carlson, the one guy who stood by him, or one of the very few, and the main guy who stood by him, because if you watched Tucker Carlson back then, all you would see when they went to a break was My Pillow ads. I mean, you got tired of him after a while, even though you liked the fact that he was supporting Tucker Carlson. But, I mean, he's not afraid to stand up for this, for himself. I think he wants to run for governor of Minnesota in 2022. I don't know how it do. Trump, in spite of the destruction of the state by Tim Walz and the rioters in Minneapolis-St. Paul, Trump still lost the state, and I think he probably lost it legitimately. But I would love to see Mike Lindell as the he'd be a much better governor than Jesse Ventura was, that's for sure. And he's a very decent guy. And you know, the thing is too, as you know from his ads, those pillows are made in the United States. So what are Kohl's and Bed Bath and Beyond, and it's here in its final days. What are they going to sell? They got to. I want to bet they're going to sell pillows that are made in China, perhaps. But that'll be okay, right? So, you know, this is so bad. 8445. So he'll have to lay off. He'll be Mike Lindell will be okay. He's got plenty of money. But, you know, what if he has to lay people off? He has to lay off Americans. because he wanted election integrity. 844-500-40. His workers lost the job because their boss wanted fair and free elections. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls. We come back.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's play. We're going to take a lot of calls in these last couple of segments, but I want to play some of the cuts in case you were working or otherwise occupied when the White House issued the president's farewell address on videotape around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and you haven't heard it. These are some of the best cuts, and I think we'll play the first cut where he says, we'll listen to what he says. He says he's the only true outsider. I think it's true. Listen to this.
4 years ago, I came to Washington as the only true outsider ever to win the presidency. I had not spent my career as a politician, but as a builder looking at open skylines and imagining infinite possibilities.
Yeah. I mean, you could make the argument for some other presidents as being somewhat outside, Dwight Eisenhower, but he was the commander of supreme commander of the Allied forces, or Jimmy Carter was a governor of an obscure state, and then before that a state senator, but they weren't nearly as outside the political realm as Donald Trump. I mean, he was an agitator. He was an outside agitator, is what he was, because of what he planned to do. That's the next cut.
My constant concern has always been the best interests of American workers and American families. I did not seek the easiest course. By far, it was actually the most difficult.
Boy, that's not an overstatement, is it? I mean, all the crap he took. I mean, just starting with the big lie of the Russian collusion hoax. They talk about the big lie. I mean, that's the biggest lie of all. That's what Joseph Goebbels said. As long as you tell people something often enough and loud enough, they'll believe it. A certain percentage will. Or to put it in Abraham Lincoln's terms, you can fool some of the people all of the time. That's who they were going for. Those were the low info voters that the Democrats were counting on. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all the super spreader networks of CNN and MSNBC. And then this is really something that he has to be proud of, and the American people really appreciate this much more than the deep state warmongers that are returning to power understand. Next.
The Abraham Accords opened the doors to a future of peace and harmony, not violence and bloodshed. It is the dawn of a new Middle East, and we are bringing our soldiers home. I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars.
And I saw Chiron last night. I was walking by a TV because, I don't watch the news anymore. But I walked by a TV and I saw Chiron that they're already renegotiating the Iran nuclear deal. How insane is that? How insane. 844-500-4242. Sally, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sally.
Howie.
Yes.
How are you?
From Good.
Cod. I want to talk to you about Bed Bath & Beyond and MyPillow. As an employee, what we were given to as a statement.
Yeah. Tell me.
So we were told to tell people that this was not a political statement, that we should cast no judgment. I can read the whole thing to you. I can fax it to you. It's ridiculous.
How long is the statement?
It's 2 pages long, how we should react to customers.
Just read me the first couple of graphs.
All right, hold on. Let me come back inside here. Okay, so if all sales associates... It says, what? As you know, we are continuing to improve our product assortment, which includes plans to launch exciting array of owner brand products this year. And it says, question and answer. So they say, why did you stop? This is what they're telling us to tell people.
Right.
Why did you stop carrying MyPillow? And their answer, what we're supposed to tell them, As we have previously announced, we are rationalizing our product to assortment to discontinue unproductive items, including the MyPillow product line.
Is that true, Sally? Is that true?
Absolutely not. MyPillow.
Yeah, I thought
so. Crazy. You know what I mean? Come on. You know.
Go ahead. Keep reading.
So we continue to make significant improvements to our product assortments this year, including launching an exciting array of owned brands from spring 2021 to provide customers with truly different, it doesn't even make sense, different selections of products exclusively available at Bed Bath.
No, it doesn't. When they say, Sally, you know what? My BS detector exploded when you read, continue to improve our product assortment. So they're continuing to improve the product assortment by getting rid of one of the most popular products they sell. Hey, is that what it boils down to?
Right, exactly. And so now if someone says, isn't this a reaction to criticism? That's, you know, if a customer asks you that,
right.
Your response, they're giving you the response as an employee to tell them, no, as previously announced, we are rationalizing our assortment of discontinued, unproductive items.
Oh, that makes no, you're right, that makes no sense. We are rationalizing it? No, they're trying to rationalize it. It's not working.
So the next question is, so if a customer says to you as a cashier, is this a political statement by Bed Bath & Beyond? You're supposed to say no, and you continue to say the same statement to them.
Then read that.
And then, again, aren't you just participating in cancel culture by removing products made by someone who dares to speak up for what he believes? The answer to the customer is the same, no, that they're just inspiring an assortment of products.
You know what, Sally? I hate to say this because you work there and you rely on the place for your income, but I think they've just speeded up their demise.
Yes, and I would love for them to speed it up even more. I love Donald Trump. I back him up. And you know what?
Love you, Harry.
We love you, Harry. And Cape Cod rules, and Cape Cod backs Donald Trump.
Thank you, Sally. I appreciate it. I love Cape Cod, too. And thank you. I hope to see you in the summer. I'm going to be spending a lot more time down on the Cape. We're going to be doing a lot of remotes. Thank you. Thank you, Sally. I don't think we'll be doing a remote at the Bed Bath & Beyond, though. So someone said they just called up corporate headquarters and they got read the same stupid statement. 8-4. We continue to improve our product assortment. Yeah, we used to sell 5 different kinds of pillows, and my pillow was the most popular one, and it was made in the U.S., and it was the most comfortable one. So now we've decided to discontinue it in order to continue to improve our product assortment. Oh, that's great. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny. Thanks for that call, Sally. I appreciate you getting it to us. Thank you.
Yeah, first off, Sally, you should have asked for the voice changer because no one could ever have identified you. But
that's true. But again, the way things are going for Bed Bath & Beyond, it's a short-time job anyway.
Well, I'm going to do my best, Howie. It comes a week too late. I actually just bought a carpet there last week. But I had also bought these hand towels because I just painted my bathroom. And when I got home, I thought it was the price of the carpet. They were Turkish cotton. They were $20 a piece for freaking hand towels for the bathroom. So I did bring those back to Bed Bath & Beyond. And I went to a place down in Dedham called Tuesday Mornings. And I got 2 bath towels for $5.99. That's more my speed.
That's good, Johnny. Thanks for the call. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. I just was listening to my pillow story there. And I mean, why don't the 73 million people that are going to have their rights that are going to be shown that were violated tomorrow during the inauguration, why don't those 73 million people get together a list of all these companies that are just continuing this hate, that are doing this, that the different companies like MyPillow, like, and they just don't shop them anymore. Stop shopping there. Don't buy anything there. And these companies, Facebook, Twitter, sell the stock. Get rid of the stock next week. If 73 million people did that, we'd be bankrupt, right?
Well, I'm looking for the. I got some numbers here today. Oh, Twitter. When the protest started on January 6th, Twitter was at $53.26. As of yesterday, it closed on the New York Stock Exchange at $44.60. So it lost like 20% of its value. But I tell you another thing. We've talked about this before, that when Biden becomes president, you know, there's not going to be any more grim milestones of COVID deaths. And even though he's still not president, they've already started toning down the panic porn. Like today, for instance, the death toll, the alleged death toll, the official death toll, and, you know, it doesn't bear all that much resemblance to reality, as we all know. It went over $400,000. Wouldn't you think that's a grim milestone, because Donald Trump is still president? But CBS has already toned it down. COVID-19 death toll tops 400,000. My newspaper, which to my regret, is deeply invested in panic porn, they said it surpassed 400,000. So they're already already dialing back the rhetoric, because Donald Trump can't be blamed for it any longer. 508 says, Bed Bath and Be Gone. 978, I would order things from Bed Bath and Be Gone and get emails from them that I just unsubscribed from their emails. Bunch of jerks. How about this bank? I told you earlier in the show, there's a bank in Coral Gables, Florida. That's Miami, basically. They in the Trumps, Eric and Donald Jr. got a mortgage there to buy a house near Mar-a-Lago. And the bank has now announced that it's not going to do any more business with the Trump family. And after SAG, the union that Trump is a member of, and I'm a member of, American Federation of TV and Radio Actors, merged with SAG, Screen Actors Guild. That's Ronald Reagan's old union, Screen Actors Guild. So it's the union that two out of the last four Republican presidents have belonged to after SAG, not to mention your esteemed host. They're going to throw Donald Trump out. They're going to engage in disciplinary proceedings. How do you think they're going to go? It's going to be a kangaroo court. I'm thinking of my favorite Rolling Stones album and the famous line from Casino Boogie. Judge and jury walk out hand in hand. 844-500-4242. Let's play one more cut there, Taylor, before we go to the break. The next cut on the farewell speech from the president.
I knew the potential for our nation was boundless as long as we put America first. So I left behind my former life and stepped into a very difficult arena, but an arena nevertheless with all sorts of potential if properly done. America had given me so much, and I wanted to give something back.
And he did. And I thank you again, Mr. President, and I think I speak for most of the listeners and viewers. Thank you. Thank you for giving up your former life, your opulent life, for this maelstrom that you've been in for the last 5 years. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their New Year's sale, but you need to act while you can. You can get the Thunderstorm air purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word Howie, the Thunderstorm is available for less than $90, and shipping is free. Supplies are limited, so this sale won't last much longer. The Thunderstorm is a small device that you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell in your basement. No filters are needed. I've seen more expensive comparable units in doctor's offices and have asked myself, why didn't they order the Thunderstorm? It doesn't take up any floor space. It's quiet. Take advantage of this extended sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
Made it by top of the world!
The Howie Carr Show.
Only if we forget who we are and how we got here, could we ever allow political censorship and blacklisting to take place in America? It's not even thinkable. Shutting down free and open debate violates our core values and most enduring traditions.
Amen. Now they're trying to cancel MyPillow. Ugh. 802, gas in Florida hits 239 today, up 40 cents since the election. No one's saying anything. What the hell? 617, why does it feel like Donald Trump and his family will be paying for their, quote, sins against the swamp, unquote, for the rest of their lives? The man just wanted to make America safe and prosperous, and for that, corporate America will try to erase him from history. It's true. It's true. 781, this country disgusts me. Canceling people for what? Canceling the Trumps for what? Canceling supporters for what? There are 80 million of us. We all need to be together against this discrimination. 917, you mean the greatest friend of union workers ever is not good enough to belong to a union? Yes, that's a good way to put it. That's exactly what they're saying. They don't want Donald Trump, who did so much for Americans, and the workers who were in the fifth quintile, making the least amount of money, they did better percentage-wise than the people in the top quintile. I mean, granted, the top is a lot more money than the bottom quintile, but I think the wages of the lowest paid Americans went up like 15%. And part of it was the fact that the borders were closed in the South. Now, coming to inauguration, I'm holding up the headline from the New York Post, the front page, coming to the inauguration, and they're not wearing masks either. They're all hungry. They want free food, free housing. They want three hots and a cot every day, and they want free medical care, and they're not wearing masks, okay, for all the Karens out there who believe in celebrating diversity. 844-500-4242. Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, Howie. I want to say thank you to you because during our dark time right now, I'm getting a lot of hope from hearing you every night. You're such a great person, so smart, and we live in wacky Massachusetts, and I need to hear you every day, so thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
But I just wanted to tell you, I just went on MyPillow and bought two dog beds. I do not need a new dog bed, but I have to show support for our guy. And everything the left tells me, what they tell me to do, I do the opposite. They tell us not to buy Goya. I go out and fill my shopping cart with
too.
Goya.
Me too.
You know, I don't go to Starbucks anymore. I am not going to Bed Bath & Beyond ever again. I will write them a letter or send them an email. I will not have Boston Globe in my house. You know,
me neither.
You can play this game. And I just canceled my Amazon account, too, because I'm not giving that, you know what, $12.99 a month to have free delivery.
I know. The mailroom manager showed me our bill, our credit card bill today, and she said, we've got to stop this because it's. I thought they were taking it out once a year and that we'd just let go to the end of the year. But you're right. It comes out every month. So that's going to end very shortly, and I'm already I'm weaning myself. I think I'm going to be able to break with Amazon. Thank you, Lynn, and keep listening to the show, please. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie. I thought I heard you just announce briefly that a bank says they're not going to do business with the Trump family at all.
Yes. Well, there's three banks now that have done it. Today there was a new bank that did it. I'm looking for it right now. It's a bank in Coral Gables, Florida. I don't have the story.
Is that a new definition for the illegal redlining?
You know, I was thinking about that. Doesn't that violate some kind of commerce laws or the 14th Amendment for equal protection under the law? I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, I'm just looking for it's. I wish I had it in front of me. I can't seem to find where I put it. But it's yeah, you're right. It's ridiculous that they would try something like this. All right. Tomorrow, it's a new time, but keep a stiff upper lip. These are the times that try men's souls. I'm Howie Carr.